President Trump's new budget includes the elimination of the National Endowment for the Arts. The NEA contributes millions of dollars, both large and small, to cultural organizations across Massachusetts. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on how the proposed elimination of the NEA could affect them in the latest part of our ongoing series, Mass Impact, The Trump Effect.
People in the Massachusetts arts and culture ecosystem have been dreading the Trump administration's budget proposal since rumors of arts funding cuts emerged a few months ago. While there have been battles to protect the NEA in the past, Massachusetts Cultural Council Executive Director Anita Walker says this feels different.
This is the first time since the NEA was created more than 50 years ago, that a president has proposed eliminating the National Endowment for the Arts. So I think it's a very sad day for our country.
This year, the NEA is making $3.5 million in grants in Massachusetts. About $1 million of that is being distributed by the Massachusetts Cultural Council to fund more than 700 cultural organizations and councils statewide. Walker says the money fuels big museums, little theater companies, and everything in between, from the Cape to the Berkshires.
These are not huge grants. They're anywhere from $30,000 to $75,000, but they have an enormous impact on their communities.
Walker points to the grants for organizations that serve rural and economically depressed communities.
The Double Edge Theater, which is located in Ashfield, Massachusetts, got a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts this year, and it's being used to raise the visibility of farms and artists and craftspeople. And in New Bedford, there's a working waterfront festival celebrating the history and the working skills of the fishermen in that area.
Unlike Boston or Cambridge, or even Worcester, Fitchburg has no local infrastructure of arts philanthropy.
That's Fitchburg Art Museum Director Nick Capasso.
There's just nothing. The only way we can really raise money for some of these visionary projects is with the help of the National Endowment for the Arts.
Those visionary projects include public artworks that Capasso says resulted from the $75,000 Our Town grant the museum received directly from the NEA in 2012.
Which not only helped to spruce up a downtown that could really use it, but also really jump-started a conversation about the role of the arts and culture and creative economy in the city of Fitchburg.
Now the city and the museum are converting abandoned historic buildings into affordable artist live-work spaces. Capasso says they've applied for another Our Town grant to support a cultural master plan for Fitchburg and are waiting to hear back. According to its website, the NEA will operate as usual until a new budget is enacted by Congress.
I think the president made a big mistake of looking around for what he considers to be low-hanging fruit in terms of his own cultural and political values and making an effort to get rid of a few things so it looks like he's trying to pay for the expanded spending on defense, which, by the way, I applaud.
David Turk is president of the Beacon Hill Institute for Public Policy Research in Boston. He says he's ambivalent about the NEA itself, but thinks the president should have talked to the country about the federal government's role in the arts before making such a drastic move. Turk also says it would have been more responsible if the president had waited until he finalized tax reform that might stimulate taxpayers to support the arts, rather than tying the NEA cuts to a budget design to bolster defense.
It's important, even for conservatives like me, to understand that our culture is a fragile thing, and it's not going to survive merely by people who buy tickets to concerts and tickets to museums.
Congress is slated to approve a new budget in October. Between now and then, President Trump will likely be on the receiving end of a lot of letters, calls, emails, and tweets from artists and organizations in Massachusetts calling for the NEA's survival. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.